And we can just clip this shit out later. Hijacker on. Okay, I'm not gonna make that.
So what did you do?
I didn't record anything.
You are a dumbass.
I know.
You're such a fucking dumbass. Oh, Sharon Markowski's calling. Oh. Are we recording now? Oh, she didn't. No! I wonder if you do it to Skype out of that show. Share my stories with you and you make fun of me.
Well, yes.
Children under age 7 must be accompanied by an adult.
Long duck to long duck.
I've never heard of that. I'm so bad.
That's it. You can, you know, find somebody else to sing you a song with.
What does that mean?
The Dirty Dish.
Now we're calling Cheryl Murkowski. I wonder if she's calling. Cheryl, wondering if she's calling. She's probably smoking
something.
Oh, puppy. Oh, shit. So what are you saying? Oh, Cheryl.
Sorry. That's a very good thing. Having a life among you.
Oh.
God, I would say, you know, it's giving out too many wants and friends. You know, it's one of the things that people know about.
Oh, and Minneapolis, naturally. They're giving out all the wants.
Oh, I love Steve DeGioia. It's a byproduct. It's a byproduct of abortion. You like abortion, Dan?
I've never had one myself. Aren't you a
abortion? Yeah. No, I'm wondering. My phone said that you were calling from a 612 number. Are you, you know, in the Twin Cities and you're just there to tell me?
No, I'm calling you.
It's very strange, huh?
That's very strange. Usually Skype is like 00014.
Oh, well, maybe you weren't special with I'll work your program. Come on. Now, what are your children doing?
What are my children doing?
What are you children doing?
Well, we're trying to tape a show here, Cheryl, and we've obviously, we're missing one leg of our three-way here tonight, because Donnie's computer will crap all on. Oh, we're gonna call him, but we thought we'd have some fun while Debbie Downer is off the show this week.
Well, basically, you could have fun with one. You're not even talking about what you're doing. The enemy here could be mean because he's the only other one, you know, on the program. My wife's actually, I had a little controversy today.
You've got some controversy?
Yeah.
All right. What is it? What tell us?
PayPal decided to cancel my account as my website is a free.
No. Oh, shit.
That's fucking bullshit.
There will be no more dropping coinage in sales or hold.org.
Oh,
very
no.
Sad.
I heard it just kind of, once you dropped it in, it just kind of fell out anyway.
Yeah, pretty much, you know. Unlike yours, where it's just kept in there and nobody, not even for charity, you know, take out the deal every public.
I think you should call that program Funneling the Fistula.
That's the hole in between.
Well, funneling all those things, you're going to look up the here, so.
Maybe Stella would be the, that more money through my Fistula than the cash to my
company. Operation Funneling.
I know. AA meeting.
Oh,
no, we're dead.
Lucky Bitch Radio. Either one.
Okay. Come on.
Atari.
So, Atari, how's the weather back there tonight?
The sun finally broke out here. It's been insane for like 6 days.
Insane what way?
Rain.
Oh, you're kidding.
He's got back pain. What?
What? It's been raining, Cheryl, in Boston.
Oh, I thought he said he was breaking out his back acne. Back knee.
Back knee? Like,
he has back knee.
Was that what's causing all the rain, the back knee?
Oh, my God.
What's wrong, Atari? Are you shocked?
Oh, what?
Are you
Cheryl?
Yeah, are you starstruck with Cheryl?
I think he wasn't expecting her. Family safe? Are you family safe, honey?
Oh. What?
There's nothing safe about Atari.
Okay. What's his website?
My family safe. I can go either way. I can be family safe or I can be X-rated if you want.
Gross. Be X-rated. Atari, say something X-rated on the show.
I don't want to.
Oh, come on.
Boring.
Oh, fuck off. Okay.
Okay, well,
okay,
there you go.
That's it.
That's a start.
Did baby watch his diaper? Did baby poop his diaper? Do you want me to powder your butt? Come on.
Cheryl, work
come
it.
Come on, man. Did you take a poopy, honey?
Tell her, Atari.
I'll
did
clean
you...
it up. I'll clean it up with my tongue. I will.
Hello?
I will volunteer. Come on. Hello?
Hello, I'm here. I mean, I don't know why nobody's answering you, Cheryl. I mean, you're asking perfectly good question.
I like diaper rash. It feels funny on my tongue.
Oh, do you like putting little babies' butts with diaper rash on your face?
Oh, I love. Did you hear that? Allie Mayer vagina. The biggest thing he put in his urethra was a baby's arm.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah, Allie.
But he said it was. He said this is what you missed. And he said it was okay because it was a dead baby.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Christ.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I called the party line, like, but the wrong one.
Exactly. You got the booby line.
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Cheryl's chewing on her jerky.
I think she's chewing her cud.
No. This is my skin and, you know, biting my fingernails and the skin around my fingers.
Yeah.
Well, Atari, we just wanted to call and say hello to you back in Boston. And you know what we're doing tonight, Atari, is what we're doing is we're calling bloggers and podcasters who are going to be at Pride in San Francisco.
I ain't going to be at no fucking Pride.
Not you,
I know.
Cheryl.
Well, we're rubbing it into you, Cheryl. Well, hopefully you'll... You know.
I'll be there before then, honey.
Oh, sexy.
I don't think we asked that. But anyway, so Atari, we just
wanted...
Oh,
you're a bitch.
We just wanted to see if you're all packed and ready to go to San Francisco Pride.
Oh, yeah. I usually pack a month in advance. That's
you should put razor blades in your asshole.
Atari.
For when you get raped. You know?
Oh, that's a great... That's like a prophylactic. That sounds like a great idea. That's
fantastic.
Cheryl, do you teach the kids that?
If you get raped.
Do you teach do you teach your children in daycare about how to prevent rape?
No, yeah, I put the razor blades in my
mouth. Okay, that's excellent.
My fingers don't even get cut anymore.
Oh, that's excellent.
Oh, my Christ.
You know how to avoid the razor blades now.
No. Be careful. I think these calls are being bugged right now, so...
No, know, not with Skype.
Oh, no.
Not with Skype.
Yeah, you're close. Oh,
so, okay. Atari, okay. I want you... Atari? Oh.
Oh, shit.
Atari.
Yes.
I would like you to do your best impersonation of Darren.
Oh, shit. What?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I want you to do an impersonation of him. You know, like, really schmaltz it up.
No, you're better impersonated than I am.
No, come on, you can do it. Like when Darren asked you, "Are you getting ready are you excited to go for Pride?" You know,
No.
Come on, you can do it.
The only one I can think of is, so were you poked in the pooper?
That's right, whore.
That's right, whore. Are you all passed up for San Francisco?
Miso prolapse.
Oh,
miso prolapse.
Oh, miso prolapse.
Prolapse.
Miso prolapse.
Okay.
Shut up. Why are you guys doing this, like, on a Friday night or something?
Because we have lives, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, Atari,
thanks.
We have lives.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right.
Excuse me.
No, you don't. You're in a drunken stupor in your own goddamn living room.
You make it sound like God I don't plan that. That's plans, honey. I planned it.
Right.
All right.
When it happens every night at the same time.
Mm. Absolutely. I'm on a schedule. Right. Well, Atari, thanks so much for being on the Dirty Dish this evening. And you get back to whatever you were doing. What are you wearing tonight, Atari?
Oh, God.
My jammies. What
you're
wearing.
So desperate.
I am desperate. No, I've seen Atari in his jammies before. Is it the ones
Honey, what's your website?
It's thelostfind.blogspot.com.
Say it again, honey.
Thelostfind.blogspot.com.
Oh, shit.
Well, Atari... .blogspot.
Now Cheryl's getting on your shit, Atari.
I'm just saying.
Wait, you're right. I'm sorry. Go daddy. Fuck me in the hole. Go daddy.
You can buy your Right. Where's the picture of you, honey?
I'm gonna have very interesting dreams tonight.
Darren has lots of pictures of Atari.
Goddamn picture of you, whore.
I have lots of pictures. I'll send you one, Cheryl.
Darren masturbates to pictures of Atari.
I do.
I want to see a goddamn picture. Come on. Why don't you have a link to me?
What?
Who?
Why don't you have a goddamn link to my website?
Shit.
I will come spam you, whore.
That's it. You're done, Darren.
I will burn your labia.
You don't have a labia.
Yes, you do. I saw that in those pictures of the ass that you put up.
Oh, crap.
You've got, like... Oh, disgusting.
What's your fucking picture?
Oh, I'll send it to you.
All right.
Cheryl.
Well, thank you, Atari.
Thanks, Atari.
No problem.
Bye.
No problem. Have fun.
Thanks.
Bye, Atari.
Oh, bye, Cheryl.
Okay, he's gone.
Oh, my God.
Now I think we're going to call Ray.
We're going to call Ray B?
Ray B.
All right, I should go, kids, because I have to save my voice for Lucky Bitch Radio.
That's fine.
Well, say hello to Wanda and tell her thanks for never calling me back.
Oh, Darren.
Right. She doesn't like you, that's why.
Oh.
She loves
Adam.
She likes me?
She loves me.
Right, sure. All right.
Well, in any case, Cheryl, send Wanda my love. So
I will, honey.
Thank you, Cheryl. Thanks for coming on the show, Cheryl.
Yeah, thanks,
no
Cheryl.
Problem.
We needed another raspy voice,
thanks.
And we were missing Donnie, so we asked
you. Okay. All right.
You smell like a dirty smoker. All right. Talk
all right.
To you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye, whore. Bye, whore.
Oh, my gosh, Darren. What the fuck? That just, like, happened. Just like
that was hilarious.
All right. So now we're going to call Ray.
Yeah, we're calling Ray. Oh,
by the
so
way,
here.
But what's that?
It's so much fun with that Donnie here. The kids can play.
We get to play instead of doing, you know, silly little games. So in any case, thanks for listening to The Dirty Dish.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody, welcome to The Dirty Dish.
Welcome to The Dirty Dish.
And I'm Darren, and we are missing the third leg of the podcast this evening, Donnie, because his computer went... So
yeah.
So now instead of having the third leg, we're actually having a bunch of third legs.
Yep.
Because it takes so many people to equal one Donnie, right?
It does, absolutely. Because he's so fat.
Oh, shit.
Because he's so fat. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to call Ray now from... My Secretive Life.
My Secretive Life. My Secretive Life.
All right, here we go. We're getting Ray on the line here.
Oh, I love this.
Isn't this fun?
Thank
you. Thank you, Skype, for making phone calls free.
Absolutely, thank you. Skype.com.
Skype.com. GoDaddy. TDD1. TDD2. I hope he's there.
I hope so too. It says that it's ringing.
He's probably at some fascinating concert.
Oh,
instead of sitting at home. He lives in Manhattan.
He's probably jacking off right now.
At Gay Bingo?
I guess so.
I guess you can.
We don't know if he's at Queer.
They don't use chips at Gay Bingo. You just like shoot a wad onto your number.
Oh, what if you're a sharpshooter and you give somebody...
Hey, I got ready, but I can't take a call right now, so leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Oh!
To leave a voice message, press 1.
I can't press 1.
For the tone.
Well, we'll just...
To send a numeric page,
hang up on him. We hate him.
Now.
All right, Ray.
Ray, you're dead to us.
You're dead. You're
dead,
absolutely dead.
Dead. Clearly, Ray has a life.
Obviously. But
okay, who are we calling next?
We're going to call Choxy.
Oh, Choxy Brown.
Choxy Brown. We're going to get some chocolate love.
Oh, well, he's had enough for everybody.
Let's hope he's there now. Otherwise, this show is going to be really stupid, and we're going to have to talk about other things.
He always answers his goddamn phone.
Really?
Like, it's attached to his fucking hip.
He sits there, and he's like, when's my phone going to ring?
Pretty much, yeah.
It's like, it's a Skype call.
It is a Skype call.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this Chad Fax?
I don't know who's calling me. Area code 000.
It's the NSA.
It's the NSA, whore. The gig's up.
Wait a minute. Am I on the air?
You are. You are on the air. You are on the dirty dish. Who is this?
I'm on the dirty dish. Well, hold on. Sorry. I'm in the middle of cooking dinner, so.
Introduce yourself. Who are we talking to?
Who are we talking to here?
This is Chad Fax.
Oh. And what's your website? What's your program?
My program is that it's available on the World Wide Web at www.chadfox.blogspot.com.
I thought it was lmnop.blogspot.com.
LMNOP. Oh, now, Darren, you're starting to sound like Madge Weinstein, because Madge Weinstein's always like, don't say the www.
Thank you.
Oh.
So, Chad, you're making dinner. What are you making in San Francisco tonight for dinner?
What am I making?
Roast tranny.
I'm embarrassed to say what it is.
Why?
Oh, is it something really gay, like souffle or creme brulee?
It's probably macaroni and cheese.
Really cheap and somewhat get. No, I was considering
pancakes. You're making pancakes.
No, I'm making some black beans and rice.
No, that's good for you. That's an excellent, excellent dinner.
That services your black ass really well.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it helps me afford www.idontcarewhoyouare.com, right?
You know,
exactly.
Chad, you know what you should do is that when that comes out, the pooper, you should take a picture of it and send it to Cheryl over at whorehole.org.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she would really love that. I mean, because, you know, beans kind of like, they're kind of like corn. They stay like pretty much the same, and, you know, rice, so.
Actually, Chad, why don't you do this? Why don't you do this, Chad? Shave your cho-cha. And then put them on your poop so it looks like Afro Kids.
Oh. Her.
Yeah, that's totally hot. Go Fat
fact,
Albert.
That sounds like a great gift idea, too.
It does.
Oh.
And cheap.
Can we ask Chad if he knows what space docking is?
Yes, absolutely.
Chad, do you know what space docking is?
Did you say space docking?
Yeah, space docking.
Does that have something to do with foreskin?
No.
Oh, in that case, I don't know.
Please
tell me what it is.
What it is, Chad, is when you take your turd and you freeze it, okay? You freeze it in the freezer, and then it's nice and hard, and, you know, it's kind of like lubed up because it's a little bit moist when you take it out of the freezer because it's defrosting a little bit. And then you stick it up your ass.
As a dildo.
It's like a homemade dildo.
Wow, and it came from me.
Yeah, exactly. And it's exactly. Yeah, see, that's the thing. It's like you get more out of your food that way. So
I think if it were coming out of Chad, it would be race docking.
What?
Because he likes
that's what you had that getting.
What? No, because Chad likes the black boys.
Oh, I see.
Okay, you know what? Read my latest fucking blog entry. There's a picture of my ex on there. And he is Whitey McConkeyson, okay?
Yeah, honey, you're not dating him anymore.
Still.
Because he's not black.
Why does everybody think that I'm into the brothers?
Because you put a picture of one on your Valentine's Day date.
Yeah.
He was so sexy.
Oh. Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
Sorry. The hell was that? Are you dialing numbers, Chad Fox?
Wait, Chad.
I think he was trying to call Fat Albert.
Chad,
he's trying to call one of the Cosby Kids.
No, Chad's good with music. Can you play us a song with the dial tone?
Oh, shit.
Oh, with the dial tone?
Yeah,
okay.
Can you make a song for us?
Like a virgin.
Yeah.
This one's called Darren is a Cock Slap.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to sing the lyrics. Darren is a cock slap. Yeah, he works it so hard. He's a big fucking cock slap. Darren.
Chad Fox, you're now officially dead to me.
Darren, Darren, everybody's dead to Darren lately.
And I'm dead to everybody from Idaho, apparently.
Idaho.
Oh shit!
What? Did you piss off Donnie?
I know.
You pissed off Donnie?
I'm dead to Donnie. I'm dead to Darren.
Oh, that's right. Donnie said that you're dead to him. That's right. I remember him saying that.
No.
Yeah.
I know. I sent him an email, and he didn't even email me back. So I'm like, wow, I really am dead to him.
Well, Donnie's computer is dead to him.
Donnie doesn't have.
That's why he's not on the show tonight, honey.
Oh, well.
That's why we're calling you, and we're eating beans and rice with you, and you're making songs for us, and I'm singing to them.
Oh, well, I'm also drinking wine.
Oh, what kind of wine are you having?
Alky.
I got a big old bottle of yellow. It's called Alky.
Yellow what?
That's Alkesha. No, I bought a big bottle of Yellowtail Shiraz at Costco. Shiraz at Costco.
Is it in a box?
You're classy, Chad.
It's not in a box. It's in a battle.
It's in a battle.
And my cousin will be home shortly, and he's probably going to have a glass with me.
Oh, is your cousin? I saw a picture of him on your blog, right?
Yes.
He's dreamy.
Well, everybody fucking loves him. You know, it's like anybody who meets him, they're all like, "Oh my god, he's such a sweetheart. He's so cute." And then everyone's always like, "So are you guys fucking?"
What?
I'm like, yeah, I'm fucking my cousin.
Oh my god.
Everybody's been asking me if we're having sex, and I'm like, please.
So
it's like we are from the Great Lakes region, not Louisiana.
And that is why.
No offense, Brett Cajun.
That is why you shouldn't move to San Francisco, everybody, because it's a den of sin.
No, because then they'll ask you if you're having sex with Chad Fox. Love you, Chad.
You cackling bitches.
Okay, all right. Chad, I want you to do an impersonation of Darren for me.
Oh, Christ.
See, everybody loves this. Everybody loves it. They love it.
I hate this.
Hey, everybody. This is Darren. All preparation in LA. Shut the front door.
You're a whore.
Yay. That's,
oh, shit, the bed. Where's my drink? Hi, this is Darren of All Prep and No Wage. I just get pantsed.
Oh, that's great.
Chad, the reason that we're calling you is we're actually talking to all the bloggers, for the most part, that are going to be in San Francisco for Pride this year.
Yes, yes, actually, yes. And I know that a couple of you will be staying with me.
Absolutely. Now, Chad, what do you have planned for us while we're in your fair gay city?
Well, this big old parade that I put on once a year. It starts out with all these lesbians, but, you know, I'm thinking about that's a little bit much, but it makes great local television, let me tell you. I will say that Cron 4, the Barrier's news station, will be carrying the whole thing and covering it live with anchor Catherine Heenan and Miss Donna Sachet.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, the famous San Francisco tranny. And they have the little news desk right down there, and the whole thing will be. So after the parade, I'm thinking, you know, a little bit of drinking.
Bathhouse.
Right.
Before we head to the festivities. Actually, I was thinking about having a little party the morning of the parade here, and then we can all walk down to the parade.
That's right, because I'm making the invitations for that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and that way we can get a head start on the drinks. And I will have alcohol available for those who are from out of town. And for those of us who live here, we also have some herb. Yeah.
Herb?
Well, you don't see, I can't say marijuana because then Darren will start, you know.
Oh, my God. Wait, I have to live in San Francisco to secure some of the herb? I mean, I can't have any when I'm there?
Well, I don't know. I'm just assuming you didn't because everybody kind of gets on my case about it.
Oh.
Oh, Adam lives for the herb.
Can we shogun? Is that okay?
Shogun? Oh, what's that?
What?
What's shogunning?
That's when you blow some, like, your marijuana smoke in somebody else's mouth and they inhale it.
Oh.
Oh, that's shotgunning.
I call it shogunning from where I'm from. I don't know why.
Because you're Asian?
No, I don't know.
Because you have a thing for... You have a thing
for
miniseries?
You know what they call it when you take someone's foreskin and you inflate it with marijuana smoke and then you squeeze it and it goes boop, the marijuana smoke, like, puffs out of it?
What's it called? Tell me.
I have no idea because I just made that up.
Oh, okay.
I was like, that's a queef.
Because I found a new term in the Urban Dictionary today. It's called hungry unicorn. Are you familiar with that, Chad?
Why, no, Adam, I am not. Can you tell me what a hungry unicorn is?
Hungry unicorn is when a guy straps a dildo to his head and he fucks mm-hmm. his partner with the dildo that's strapped to his head and licks his balls at the same time. It's in the Urban Dictionary. It's totally fucking for real. It's hungry unicorn.
I love the Urban Dictionary.
Isn't it great?
Didn't you find a term on that today, Chad Fox?
Actually, that's going to be on tomorrow's blog entry.
Oh, it is? So I can't.
I took a picture a couple months ago that goes wonderful with that.
Of you?
Excellent.
No, not of me.
Oh, shit. Because I think I've got one of those I can send over to you.
Oh, a picture of my ass?
Yeah.
My home.
Mm-hmm. Keep it up, bitch.
You're here.
Keep it up.
Well, Chad, thank you so much for answering your phone. I think we're going to. Where are we off to next?
We're off
Adam?
To talk to Calvin.
Oh, we're going to talk to Calvin. We're just right down the street from you,
Chad. Right down
Chad.
The street. Mm-hmm.
Who's Calvin?
Calvin, he's a San Franciscanite who's going to law school up there.
Yeah. He has a blog. What's it called?
Hello Waffles.
Hello Waffles. It's so cute.
Oh, his is Hello Waffles?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
him.
Well, I'll be damned. I had no idea that he lived here.
Yeah, oh, he lives on oh shit, I can't tell
Don't
you.
Don't say
he lives,
where he lives on the podcast. Jeez.
No, Soma.
Oh, he lives in Soma?
Mm-hmm.
That's
south of Market, for those of you that don't know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's Darren trying to sound all in the now. In
well,
the know.
I am in the now.
Actually,
you mean in the know?
I should probably. Is he a cool guy?
He's very cool. He's Mormon.
He's not
is
Mormon.
He really?
Yeah, he served his mission.
We're going to talk to him next. We're going to find out if he's really Mormon. Come on.
Well, tell him I asked him how you doing.
All right.
I'll tell him how you accidentally
We'll send his love, Chad.
And his bong
I'm
hits.
I haven't done it in forever. Whatever.
Whatever, whore.
All right.
Once a month. I've got weight. I'm way too busy to get stoned all the time.
Darren gets a colonic once a month, but he's still fat.
Really?
You're a whore. Anyway, Chad, thanks so much for being on the show this evening.
And thank you for calling me. I feel special.
Thank you, Chad.
Absolutely. Get back to your beans and rice, whore.
All right.
Bye-bye. Beans and rice.
Okay. Talk
Bye.
To you later, Chad.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. I want to take this moment now, Darren.
To apologize to me.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. That was pretty low. But can we talk about something else
hot.
Now before we call Calvin?
Sure.
Letterhead.
Oh, yes. What would you like to say about letterheads?
Okay, I just want to inform the readers that Darren has got this little thing that he likes to do. For his podcast, APNH, if you're lucky enough to be on that show, on that little pied de terre on the internet,
mm-hmm.
You will be sent a letter that has a letterhead that says APNH and this cute little thing and everything like that. And also, if you're lucky enough to be on The Dirty Dish, which you're really not that lucky if you're on this show, but anyway... You True. Get sent a letter with letterhead, and Darren spent a lot of time putting the letterhead on, like, designing the letterhead for these two shows.
No, I did not. It takes no time at all to make
anyway,
a letterhead.
Anyway, Darren has a lot of pride in his letterhead, and he thinks that it really makes a huge difference when you send out a message to people on letterhead, and I think it's
Absolutely.
Gay. I think it's fucking homo queer.
And you are jealous that you do not have a letterhead
I'm so jealous.
For the Crabs Cast.
I'm so jealous that I don't
you
have
a letterhead.
You are jealous. Uh-huh.
I think you know right what on. I've gotten so many people when they receive the informational
just
packet.
Being nice.
They know I send them the informational packet, and people like write me back, and because I make sure that they get it, and they're like, "Oh my gosh, thank you so much. This is great."
Oh please!
I'm like, absolutely.
Come
and
on.
They,
who are these?
You know
people?
What? The first
girl. I want some testimonials.
I just secured my next guest on APNH, and I sent him the information last night.
Yeah.
And I got a little message from him today, going, "Oh my gosh, even on letterhead, that is so cool."
Yeah. Who is that?
I can't I cannot, you know.
Oh, you're all like, I can't divulge.
I can't divulge that information. I really can't. Oh, shit.
Anyway.
Needless to say, you should be so lucky to have your own letterhead.
Letterhead is queer, Darren.
You're queer.
I know. But I love you.
What's your all point, whore?
Right. We're going to call Calvina now.
Okay, Calvina.
We're calling the Calvina. This is fun. No. I like this
I
live
this.
Show kind of thing. This is like kind of like a live show, you know?
It is.
Like
it's a
we're just kind of like on the fly, a seat of our pants here.
It's listener call-in.
Listener call-in.
Ooh, one ringy dingy.
Calvina, it's Steffi.
Tell him you're Elder Johnson.
Elder Johnson.
Hello, Skype.
Hello, Calvina?
Who?
Hello? This is Elder Johnson. This is Elder Johnson from the Mormon Temple.
Calvin, you know, Calvin, where Johnson. Are you? Calvin, it's Darren from the Dirty Dish. Calvin, it's Darren from the Dirty Dish. Where the hell are you?
I'm at the grocery store at the checkout line.
Oh,
are you serious?
Terrific. What are you buying? Tell us what you're buying.
I'm totally serious.
What are you buying?
Call you back.
No. What are you buying?
Diet soda.
What kind of soda?
I know, it's terrible.
What kind? Tell us which kind.
Don't hate me because I drink diet. No, it's just Diet Coke.
Oh, that's what Tammy Faye drinks.
My partner doesn't like the Kodashi.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know that?
Because I watched The Eyes of Tammy Faye.
That's true, but I don't remember the bit about diet soda.
She said is at the end that Diet Coke is like her addiction.
It is like heroin.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
See how quickly it sells out here when it's on sale.
I'm going to try and get her on the Dirty Dish.
We'll call you back, okay, Calvin?
Okay.
All right.
Bye, Calvin.
Hang up.
Bye.
All right.
We're not calling his ass back.
Why not?
We got stood up for the express line at Lucky's.
That Lucky's,
or Ralph's, or whatever.
Ralph's.
You might be shopping either at Ralph's
there.
or at Safeway.
They have Lucky's there, don't they?
I think Lucky's got bought out.
No, I like Lucky's.
You like getting lucky.
I don't have to get lucky. I have a steady stream of sex.
Yeah. Well, we need to talk about that.
No, we're not talking about my.
Since
sex life.
We just talked about my letterhead, which is
what
my
are we
baby.
Talking? We can talk about my past sex life. We can't not talk about my current sex life.
Why?
Because it's off limits. That's why.
Oh, it's not off limits.
Yes, it is. Well, why don't we talk about your current sex life, Darren? Who are you dating?
No
Who
one.
Are you going out with? Who's your shopping companion that we keep hearing about?
Shopping companion is shopping companion, but we're not dating.
Okay, but why? I mean, seriously, see? Yeah, you don't have to say that shit. I don't have to say my shit. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I'm telling you the shit.
All I'm saying.
All I'm saying is, okay, shopping companion, and we're not doing anything. We're just friends.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't done anything. Nothing has happened.
Right.
Zippo. So when's the last time you poked the pooper of your loved one?
I'm not talking about that. I told you. We can talk about my past experiences, but I know you probably want to save that for your show.
Absolutely.
I know you do. I know how
I
you
want
are.
That jelly on
you
my show.
You want that gem.
Exactly.
You're so selfish. You're like it's you're like a blob. You're like a podcasting blob. You find talent and you just like envelop
Girl,
it.
Girl, I lost weight. I'm not a blob.
You look great, by the way, I have to say.
Thanks.
Shifting
Neil.
Gears. Shifting gears from making fun of you.
to placating to me. Now who are we calling next?
Well, I think we're at the bottom of the list.
Oh
and that
shit,
would be,
so we're gonna call Donnie.
That would be Donnie.
Okay, give him a call.
All right.
We miss him.
Do we?
Well, no. No, of course I do. He called me
last night.
Of course
we miss him. Excellent.
He's like, oh.
Now, Donnie doesn't know we're calling him.
My computer went the pooper. Okay, well, he's going to see.
Probably jacking off.
Oh, probably.
Donnie?
How much are you bench pressing now?
95 pounds each arm.
You're bench pressing 95 pounds?
Yes.
That's pretty good.
On each arm.
Shut the front door.
Y'all.
You're a fucker.
I know. Donnie,
actually,
he's not going to answer the phone.
Answer,
you want to know why? Because it's
that means
not.
He's out on a date.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message
no.
system.
See.
Oh, you've got his last
gonna,
name in there.
We're going to have to edit that
person,
out.
Press 5 now.
Hey, you want to know why he didn't answer? Because he doesn't
why?
Know the fucking the caller ID. He's probably like, what the fuck is this?
Absolutely. Who can we just surprise call?
I don't know. I don't have any numbers in my thing.
Who can we call?
You're like my surprise call.
Oh shit.
No, we have to are you sure that he's on a date?
No.
Then can I call him on the cell phone and be like, "Hey, what are you doing?"
No, if he's not going to answer, girl, he should have answered.
Well, now
but anyway.
What are we going to talk about now?
Well, now we're going to talk about you shtupping. Who was the first boy you shtupped?
The first boy I stood, like, I mean, like, penetration, you mean?
Yeah.
His name was Dave.
Dave? Is that his real name?
Dave. Dave is his real name, yes. That's his real name.
How old was he?
How old was he? I don't remember. I think I was, like, 20 and he was 19 or something.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
or oh, you know who we need to call back is Calvin.
Oh, see, now we can call him back because Donnie forsook us.
Forsook us. When do you start using real words?
When did you start understanding them?
About 2 minutes ago.
Anyway, Lord. Should I call him now? Do you think it's time? Do you think he's gotten through the checkout line?
Yeah.
Fucking Donnie.
Oh, I'd rather not.
You know.
Oh, we should call Mad Weinstein.
I wish we could.
Or Wanda Wisdom.
You don't like Wanda.
Oh, we can't. You have Wanda's number.
I'm not calling Wanda's number.
You call Wanda.
I'm not doing that. Hello?
I left 00123456 number.
What's up, Calvina? Did you get through the line?
I did. Okay. And I'm walking.
Excellent. Calvin, what store were you shopping in?
It was Ralph.
Oh, I called it right.
Clothing.
Which is what?
I know. No, it's closing. I won't have my, like, grocery store within 3 blocks anymore.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
It's very
sad. Why is it closing, Calvin?
I don't know. Apparently they're closing all the Ralphs in San Francisco.
What grocery stores are there in San Francisco?
This
Ralphs and Safeway.
This is fucking boring. Why are we talking about grocery stores in San Francisco?
Fine. Let's not talk about it. Where's Donnie?
Donnie is dead.
Really?
We killed him. And then we've eaten
him.
Why? No, his computer broke, honey.
Yeah.
His computer broke?
Yep.
Did I stutter? I thought I was pretty straightforward with that.
Not
one.
Like
I mean,
usually.
Oh, now Calvin.
Oh.
Hey Calvin, I found out the answer to the question that you asked me earlier today.
What was that question? Why don't we keep
Well,
in
I'm
the
just
reader,
going to I'm just going to
here.
Say I'm just going to say and you're going to know exactly what question I'm answering for you. Are you ready?
Wow.
Okay.
Dusseldorf.
Oh, really? That's home for me.
Okay. There's people listening to the show and they don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Dusseldorf.
That sounds great. It's the
capital for fashion in Europe.
I'm sorry.
There
what?
You go.
Yeah, Dusseldorf. Everyone always says Paris is where they have the runways, and Dusseldorf is where everyone buys.
Oh, okay. So, how did you stumble upon that piece of useless information?
So I'm not going to talk about it. I'm a little bit incognito with Darren about shopping companions.
Oh, I see.
But I didn't reveal too much now, have I?
No, not at all, Calvin.
Shopping companions.
Now, Calvin, riddle me this, Calvin. How do
riddle
you say...
Me what?
How do you say... I'm going to ask you a question. Do you remember much German from your mission?
Ja, sicher. Was willst du jetzt hören?
What hurts?
What do you want to hear?
I'm going to ask you a question to see how much you remember. What is the German word for constipation?
Oh, God.
Darren...
I don't remember. I think it's Einblachen, but it's probably not correct.
Einblachen.
It's actually the German word for constipation is far from poopin.
Oh my God!
No,
it is.
Darling.
Now, Calvin, let me ask you another question. Okay, what's the German word for brassiere?
Brassiere?
Yeah.
They just say BH.
No, I'm sorry, that's wrong.
No, Brustenhalter.
No, it's stoppen from floppen.
What?
It's stoppen from floppen.
Stopping the tits from flopping. Do you get it? Do you get it, Calvin? Do you get it?
I feel as if I've been had.
No, you haven't been
no.
had.
No. No, honey, you haven't been had. You would know if you'd been had by us. You'd be walking funny.
Well, usually.
Darren, do you tell these jokes during sex?
I probably have.
It's probably
now,
why you're not getting
laid. Now, Calvin, what? Calvin, now, answer me this. What's coming up next for Hello Waffles? And where did you get this name of Hello Waffles?
What do you mean, what's coming up next?
Like, are you going to, like, post something that's interesting, or what?
Oh, you know, I think interesting is very passe.
I like his post, Darren. What the fuck? When are you going to post something interesting on your blog? Jesus.
I know.
I mean, he had Darren's a very delightful so post about his weekend. He went to the beach and he saw a crab.
Left and he there saw by, people sharing crabs.
Obviously left there by you.
Oh.
So it obviously fell off your body.
It's very straight.
So.
Now, Calvin, where are you at now, Calvin?
Yeah, give us a sound-seeing tour of where you are.
I just got home.
Oh, so your boyfriend, your partner, is
right
there.
Yeah, my partner's trying to make everything straight in the apartment.
Oh, is he a neat freak?
He's giving me dirty looks.
Is he a neat freak?
Oh, he's kind of a neat freak.
Kind of a neat
freak.
Aren't
you, honey? Yes,
can you put him on the phone? Can you put him on the phone?
Does he want to?
Let me ask him. Yeah, you want to be on the phone on the podcast? He says no.
Of course not.
Put it up to his face and we can hear him say no.
No.
Yeah, Darren.
He doesn't like that.
Come on.
Why?
Man.
What? He doesn't like things put that close to his face?
Well, usually.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
That says a lot right there.
I don't know how would Brad feel about it.
Brad, what?
Now, Calvin, when you first started calling in incessantly to the Dirty Dish, you called yourself Ammon. I know. You called yourself Ammon. Why did you use that? Did you use that code name so I would instantly catch up the fact that you were Mormon?
Well, no, kind of. I was trying to play off of you guys said Donnie was looking for a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
So I knew he lived in, what is it, Boise, not Boise.
Right.
And I was pretending like I was from Rexburg.
Oh.
I know, that was
BYU, Idaho.
I get it now, because there was a lot of confusion about where exactly you were from.
I know. I don't tend to explain what I'm doing. I was hoping that Darren would understand, but, well, you know, you win some, you lose some. It depends on your audience.
Do you know who they are? No, wait.
Now,
Darren, I have
a question. Step down over there, Calvin, because I knew. I had to explain. I'm like, well, he's Mormon.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, I did.
Now, Calvin, do you know Darren? Do you know Darren from the Mormon Mothership, or do you just know him from blogging and podcasting?
I know him from Kolob.
Oh, Kolob. I know about Kolob. I am
it was in the Council of the Noble and Great Ones. We were both kind of picked out.
Kolob. Tell for the listeners that don't know, tell the listeners about Kolob.
Oh, my God. Because
I know what Kolob is.
Oh, my God.
You know what it is?
Yeah, I know what Kolob is. Mm-hmm. I had a friend in college. How do
you know what Kolob is?
A friend in college told me all about Kolob.
Oh, shit.
I actually sang a song for a choral audition once.
If you could hide to Kolob.
Hide to Kolob. Exactly. Were you really a member of Men's Chorus, Darren, or no?
Darren can't sing.
I was in Men's Chorus.
No, he told me. I wasn't sure if it was in jest or not.
Wait, you want to hear a song,
Were
Calvin?
You?
Calvin, you want to hear a song?
Let's hear a song.
Okay. Darren is a cockslap. Doot, doot. Darren is a cockslap. Doot, doot. Chad Fox and I just made that song up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like, all right, no, wait, no, let's get back to business
here. You
know,
you guys could be writing for Jessica Simpson pretty soon. Right?
I know. Yeah. Now, tell the listeners about Kolob. We still haven't told them what the fuck Kolob is. Tell them.
Oh, Kolob is the star closest to the planet, which is where God lives. God, the Heavenly Father, with his many heavenly mothers.
It's Heavenly Father.
Oh, so is it like in Star Trek when God lives on a planet and he, like, needs a starship?
What? I don't remember that from Star Trek.
You don't
Trek.
Remember that Star Trek? It's the one. It's the
I remember
one...
the Q, but.
No, it's the movie, the Star Trek movie. It's like Star Trek 4 or something.
Well, I haven't watched that stuff.
Oh, shit.
Well, anyway.
Hey, Calvin, let me ask you
classy
this. Do you...
as always,
classy.
Darren.
That wasn't me, whore.
That was me.
Well, I'm even less surprised.
I cannot. Okay, this is a little known fact about Darren. It's going on the airwaves right now. I cannot burp.
Mm.
It is physically impossible for me to burp.
But he can queef.
Oh, shit.
That's just because you're so anal retentive.
I am not anal retentive.
Excuse me.
Hey,
exhibit
oh,
A.
Really?
Exhibit A, letterhead.
Excuse me, what?
Calvin, did you get something from the email for me today?
I did. I got an invitation to be on APNH podcast.
Did you throw up all over it?
It was decidedly anal retentive.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
But how? What were your first thoughts when you opened that up?
Toilet
I was
paper.
Like, I can't believe this bitch has supposedly copyrighted this little like APNH symbol, and he like puts it out like this business letter.
I am vindicated.
You're a bitch.
I am vindicated.
I'm sorry. Like, I was just like, are you kidding me? For
that's
someone
hilarious.
Who doesn't pay for bandwidth.
He won't pay for bandwidth, but he makes letterhead. It's so funny, Calvin. We were just talking before we called you. I was just teasing Darren about his letterhead. It's so funny.
He's just jealous.
Why am I jealous?
I don't know.
I don't need letterhead to get good people on my show.
Well, get good people and we'll see.
Well, you are on my show, so maybe I do need letterhead.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'll give you letterhead.
That's just because you always are like, oh, Brad and I will sleep with you.
Me?
Exactly. That's how you get all your shit.
Yes, you do all the time.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Never.
I heard that podcast of once.
Oh, please. Darren, sleeping with Darren would be like sleeping with a cartoon.
Not me, with Brad.
No,
I'm not with Darren.
Please, bitch, I got standards.
No, you've got, what? I don't even know what we're talking about. This conversation is
about you offering up
when's
sexual
favors.
When's
the last time you read the For Strength for Youth pamphlet?
For Strength for Youth? I don't know what the fuck that, all I know is Choose the Right and Kolob.
That's what you know?
CTR. That's my
you
knowledge.
You missed all the juicy bits.
That's, what?
You missed all the racist and...
Well, I don't. All like I know, I learned everything I know about Mormonism from South Park. Tell you the truth.
Dum 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 dum
dum dum dum dum dum.
Hey, you know what? CTR does not mean choose the right.
What does it mean?
Chase the rich.
Ha 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 ha.
You mean what? Uh-huh.
It does. It means chase the rich.
Ha ha.
Chase the rich.
Mm-hmm.
See, I always heard cook the roast.
Cook the roast.
Or close the refrigerator.
Ooh, that's totally Mormon.
Close the refrigerator.
I know. Unfortunately, the Mormons, like, oh, it's so funny. We came up with new words, meaning for CPR.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's hilarious,
that's,
actually.
Mormonism sounds like a drag.
I think there's actually a Mormon rap song about that.
Oh, my. You need to find that for us, and we'll play it on the show.
I am not searching for that.
Actually, you know what, Calvin? There
Darren,
is a song. No way. There's a song that my institute president and his wife used to sing to us, and you know the song Love at Home. When there's love at home, you know
there's beauty all around.
Around when they're all alone. Yeah. Anyway, they made up a new song.
And then
Darren
would sing the death cant. It's the soprano wearing his wig with his Chinese drag outfit.
Oh, my God.
The pictures he doesn't want released on the internet.
It's true. But they made up a new song that says, there is silence all around when we're home alone.
Oh, really?
What
yeah,
the
it's so funny.
What
it,
does
it's
that have to do with anything?
In Mormon.
What?
What is silence?
No, they always talk about it. Go ahead.
What does silence and being home alone have to do with?
Because your kids are gone.
What? Oh, I thought you said violence. I was thinking.
No,
it's like
there
murder.
Is silence all around when we're home alone.
I don't understand. Oh. What does that have to do with anything like kids being gone? What is
because
that?
How many kids? What? Make the
how
connection.
How many kids are in your family, Darren?
We were the non-traditionals. There's only me and my sister.
Oh, you are such apostate.
Maybe they were expecting you two to breed.
No, my parents. Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
I
my
come
parents,
from a family of five, and that's small.
Me too.
That is small.
I know. I wish I thought my brothers were cute. It would have been so much fun.
Speaking of small, how big's your penis?
Oh, God.
Oh.
Wait. This is my impersonation of Darren. So, tell me, Calvin, do you have an ape ass?
An ape ass?
Do you have an ape ass, Calvin? You know, a hairy bum.
I really wish it were.
You do?
Know?
You wish it was a little bit hairy?
Yeah.
A little bit fuzzy?
I wish it were hairier.
Really? I haven't heard that before.
No, I love hairy asses.
Oh, great.
Oh, well then, his name's Adam. He can be found at 555.
So, Karen,
no, because in my experience,
you know, Adam doesn't look that hairy.
Oh, he's an ape.
I'm an
he's
ape.
If you saw his latest post,
his whole body.
Well, he does.
He ascribes to the whole body fascism. I can tell.
I do.
He does. He does too.
I really don't.
Yeah,
actually.
You do.
Darren. Darren is fastidious.
I am. I'm clean.
He is.
It's disgusting.
I know. So he was saying. Yeah, except but he was that. Giving me crap about using words like that today.
What?
I know. You're both word whores. You're both word whores.
We are.
I love words.
Did you ever subscribe to dictionary.com's Word of the Day, Adam?
Me, no.
Oh.
Yeah.
He writes for them.
I do. No, I just...
Oh, you write for them.
I write the dictionary.
Oh, what's tomorrow?
What?
Inner uterine.
Inner uterine?
Yeah, huh?
Tomorrow's word is inner uterine. That's not a very complicated word.
Well, it's
no
something that I don't use in my daily language.
Oh, you know, it was so sad. My morning friend and I, we would make up words in high school.
Like what? Give us a word.
Like nephrodisiac.
Snaphrodisiac?
Nephrodisiac.
Nephro? Like dead aphrodisiacs
no,
or something?
No. Nephro is in, like, nephrology.
Oh,
kidney.
Nephrology. Okay, so, like, kidney shit.
So, like, kidney stimulating.
Kidney.
So something that made,
something
makes
derived from a kidney that makes you horny.
No, an aphrodisiac. Something that makes you have to pee.
Oh.
An aphrodisiac makes you have to pee?
A nephrodisiac, Darren. Do you know what nephro is?
No, I have no clue.
I know you don't. Because
I'm not.
Yeah, so that's what I did during high school.
Darren draws
pretty pictures.
Where
did you go to high school at, Calvin?
It was in Denver.
Denver, Colorado.
Dum, 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 dum.
The Mile High City.
Oh, shut up, bitch. You live in fucking Dallas.
Exactly.
What? What are you talking about?
I know. And you know what, Adam? I am so much gayer than you are.
Well, that's fine. That's fine.
Is it possible?
That is fine. I don't care.
Hello.
What?
Okay, good.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, what?
Here, can you? Okay, Adam, I want you to do an impression of Calvin.
Of
do
Calvin?
An impression of him. Yeah.
Okay. Hi guys, I'm at the grocery store buying Diet Coke. Yeah.
Why do I sound like Paris Hilton?
That's the question we've been asking ourselves
for
the past 20 minutes.
Yeah. Why do I sound like Paris Hilton? I was at Ralph's.
You do. No, you do.
Right. Now, okay, now Calvin. Calvin, now you do your impression of Adam.
Adam?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, I'd like to speak to the president. I need to talk to the president right now. You can't take a message for him. I really need to talk to the president right now.
I don't even know what he's talking about.
Because you don't listen to anybody's podcast except your own.
Well, you commented
masturbate.
On it, bitch.
I know. I thought it was hilarious.
You want to know why he comments on that? Because he needs traffic to his blog. That's why.
I do not need traffic at all prep and no age. Hey, Calvin, how did you find all of us?
How did I?
In the trash. Okay.
Trash can.
In the trash can.
I'm trying to remember. I think I might have found it through hearing. Might have been Adam on that sort of really inferior show.
Oh, Eat This Hot Show.
Oh,
Christ.
Yeah, you know what? But I do have to say, Cliffy on Eat This Hot Show
was
the most brilliant thing I've ever heard.
That was hilarious.
Reagan.
I know. Like, and every single episode since has been such
a bore.
An app snore.
Oh.
You know.
No, keep it coming. Keep it coming, Calvin. This is great.
Well, no, whatever. I mean, like, the whole Feast of Fools thing, do we really care?
I didn't.
I mean, at least I don't. Maybe Satan does.
Uh-huh.
But, Satan. You know.
We should call him, Darren.
I comment about that all the time. Oh, we should.
Who's Satan?
Oh, see, this is why it's so aggravating doing a podcast with Darren. He has no clue about what's going on in the world, in the podosphere, in the blogosphere.
I have a life. I don't know.
A life? What do you do? You go out to the mall with your shopping companion, and you make
the weekends
for anal ease.
And he makes Leonard.
Calvin.
He shopped for anal ease.
What?
No.
Anal ease.
No.
we got
a new client today at work, yeah. And anyways.
Oh my god, anal ease. Hello?
Yes?
What happened? Darren's gone.
No, I'm sorry.
Is Darren there?
I'm here.
Oh, what happened? It sounded like you disappeared.
Well, it sounded like y'all disappeared on me, you assholes.
Yeah, you did.
You're home.
Mm-hmm. You're home.
Mm-hmm. Right home.
Well, Calvin, right home. Calvin, it's been so fun to have you on The Dirty Dish this week.
It's been delicious.
Okay.
And I look forward to seeing you on All Preparation and No H, APNH podcast on your dial in the very near future.
I'll make my letterhead today.
Please do. And if you need help with that, don't ask Adam because he can't make one.
Should I ask Donnie?
No, the bitch can't even make his way out of a crowded room.
Speaking of, we should try calling him again.
I know the bitch didn't even answer.
Okay.
All right.
Well, have fun. Hey, what's for dinner tonight? What's for dinner tonight in San Frantrani?
Dinner's over.
What'd you have?
Seriously.
Oh God, it was so boring. It was some sort of chicken breast and rice thing.
Oh, are you trying to lose weight, Calvin?
No, you know. Well, no, I should. I mean, honestly, you always say that you know you've got a face for podcasting. Well, I've got the body to match.
Uh-huh. Oh, I've seen you wear yellow before.
I know. It's not the most flattering color on me.
I think you're a summer.
Summer. I think I'm more of a spring. I love those pastels.
Oh, really? But do they love you?
They do, actually.
Anyway, talk.
Well, then maybe do you like spring? Because that's what happens when you sit on your boyfriend's...
I really need to pee.
You spring right off of it.
When I do what?
When you sit on your boyfriend's cock. Or has it been that long?
I don't know.
You don't remember?
Longer.
Oh, shit. Anyways, well, Calvin, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
All right.
And we will talk to you later.
Have a good night.
Keep those calls coming in to the phone line.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye, Calvin.
Well, that was hilarious. Fun. He's like, you're like, keep calling to the phone. He's like, all right, bye.
All right, bye.
Right, should we try Donnie one more time? Or
yeah, let's try Donnie more time.
Johnny, Bruce is on. We can call Bruce.
Oh, let's call Bruce.
You want me to call Bruce?
Yeah, call Bruce.
All right.
Bruce
I'm calling
Cleveland.
Bruce right now.
Bruce Cleveland.
Oh, shit.
Oh, what?
All right, I'm ready now.
Okay, it's ringing.
It's ringing the Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Bruce.
Hey.
You're on The Dirty Dish.
Hello, oh, Bruce.
Hello.
It's Darren.
Hi.
Hi, you're on The Dirty Dish.
Wow, okay.
Excellent. What are you doing tonight? You working on the book?
No, actually, I've posted...
Why not?
Well, I've already posted the chapter for this week.
Uh-huh.
And, then I'm going on vacation, so nothing will be posted for 2 weeks.
Well, crap. Darren, now, Bruce, Darren probably doesn't know about anything about you.
Oh.
bitch, that fucker is sending me stuff in the mail, so you just pipe down over there in Dallas.
Oh, feel special.
I know
so
all about
what's
Bruce
going thing. On? Does it stink in Cleveland still? I hear there's fish dying on the lake.
There is, but where I live, I'm not near the lake, so I'm free and clear.
You're not near Robin David?
No, they're on the other side of Cleveland.
Do you want to molest Robin David?
Do I want to molest them?
Yes.
Sure.
But you've got the shower, I understand, to be hosting people.
What's this about? What's this about? Is there an attachment in the shower?
I have...
what? No, tell us. We want to know. Inquiring minds want to know.
We just redid our master bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And it's got two shower heads in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And?
And
I don't think anything more needs to be said.
A special attachment?
Oh, can you do
shit? No, God, no.
Oh, it doesn't have one of those special attachments you buy at the porn store with the thing on the end of it? The anal probe?
No. Sorry.
Oh, why not? Those are
special
fun.
Device for that.
You know, I was just getting ready to book my ticket to Cleveland, and now I'm closing the American Airlines window.
Well, I can go and buy one, but you might want the real thing.
Just going to go to Cleveland.
Oh, what's the real thing?
Oh, what's this?
My own real anal
probe.
Your
own real anal probe.
Are you a top, Bruce?
Your
freshy,
your fleshy probe?
Oh, shit.
Exactly.
But with your fleshy probe, do you really want to pull out a chocolate popsicle?
Darren, oh. what is it with the gay podcasters from Phoenix? They're obsessed with Shitty Kitty.
Yeah.
Reagan Fox and
this.
Darren. Reagan Fox and Darren. They're obsessed.
Oh, this isn't Reagan?
No.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry, it's not.
Bruce, you get 10 points for that one. I love it.
This is Reagan Fox.
It says Reagan Fox.
This is Reagan
and
Fox.
My shitty kitty's shitty.
Your shitty kitty. And the didactic of the queer blah, blah,
the didactic
blah.
Of the queer blog of fear.
He loves to use
nothing.
That word, didactic. He loves that
I don't even
word.
Know what the hell that means.
Yeah, I don't either.
Oh, my God.
What does it mean?
It means, like, dialogue.
Then say the word first fucking word dialogue.
Well, Darren, you know, some of us have bigger, you know, vocabularies, and we don't...
And I got a big cock, but it doesn't mean I use it.
No, you don't. I know you like think you do, but you don't.
I do, honey.
I say prove it.
You have to stop. You need to keep taking that Wellbutrin. Jesus Christ.
I hate
you. Know?
You.
Otherwise, we're going to have to send you over to Lucky Bitch Radio again.
Oh, why? I've lost my weight.
Do you, oh.
I
Bruce,
wouldn't fit
Bruce,
in.
Do you listen to the Wand of Wisdom?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Yes, I do, actually.
Excellent.
Yes.
What are you, her press agent?
What the
most
fuck,
excellent.
I'm just
thank
asking,
you.
I'm just
You've fallen into line. You've fallen into line. Most excellent.
Do you
excellent.
Work for Lavender now?
I work for Lavender Magazine.
Actually, Adam's so gay, he works for Light Chartreuse Magazine.
Light what?
Light Chartreuse.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. So what's going on? What are you doing? Are you trolling the internet tonight?
No, actually, well, I am online, but I was talking to a friend and listening to music.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
What kind
That's
of...
What was for dinner tonight, Bruce? What was for dinner?
Oh, we went out to a restaurant called BD Mongolian.
Oh, so Cheryl Murkowski's restaurant.
Oh, God, no. No wonton crunchies.
Wonton.
We actually had Cheryl on a little bit earlier.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we did. We had Cheryl on, but she had to go because she's on the Lucky Bitch right now.
Oh.
She's riding the Lucky Bitch train.
Woo-hoo.
She's part of that train. She's like the dead body that's being pulled at the end of it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wonton crunchies on A.
Well, Bruce, we won't keep you very long, but we're doing a compendium of bloggers around the country tonight since we're missing our third leg. Donnie's out of commission for the night. So we're actually, unbeknownst to Donnie, we're trying to find a replacement for him.
Oh,
so this has kind of been like an interview process.
It's like one of those Sean Cody audition tapes.
Right.
Oh. Well, no comment there.
It's true. It's true. But you'll be hearing back from Human Resources if we're interested in having you in for another audition.
You'll get some
great, awesome.
Great. So wait to hear from our – we'll call you. Don't call
us. Okay.
Anyway,
I've been there
Bruce,
before.
Bruce, before we let you go, where can everybody find you on the internets?
Oh, they can find me at my blog, mine, M-I-N-E, 1971, .blogspot.com.
Excellent.
And then if they want to go to my novel, it's the second link on the page.
That's right. All right. Thanks, Bruce.
Thanks,
You're
Bruce.
Welcome.
Bye.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Wow,
such nice people in the blogosphere.
I know, they're all so nice, and you know, you cross promote each other. What happened to me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I read your blog and took me.
And it was all downhill.
It was all downhill from there. All right, we're going to call Donnie one last time.
Okay.
If he doesn't pick up,
he's dead to me.
He's definitely off the show.
Absolutely. He's gone. He's been voted off the island. See where Richard Hatch got 4 years in prison?
Oh, he did? For what?
Yep. 4 years, baby. 4 years.
Why? Why is he in prison?
A bit for tax evasion.
Oh, that fucking bastard. He's richer than shit.
He's Richard Hatch.
I know. I hate him.
Well, he's probably going to go naked in jail.
Oh, God.
I can't believe
that. Yeah, he's a nudist, right?
We are not being... Yeah, he's a nudist by
what
nature.
The fuck,
he's
Donnie.
Nudist.
He's
forwarded to an automatic.
Blah, blah, damn blah, it, blah. Fucking Donnie. Oh, he's
God
dead. Dead.
Donnie.
To me.
Donnie. That's it. I mean, remember how someone mentioned about me taking over the Dirty Dish?
It's happening.
It's happening right now. It's
oh,
happening.
Christ.
So, all right. Well, I think that's it. Then we've wasted an hour of time.
Absolutely, an hour and 9 minutes. We got to cut this jelly
and nine
down.
Minutes, indeed. Yeah, I'm gonna send it to you, and you can cut it up.
Okay. I think that we can get rid of the first 10, 15 minutes.
I agree.
That was useless.
That was totally useless. And you can make like a lead in or something.
Absolutely.
So. All right. Well, any Hoosenhausen.
Any Dusseldorf.
Any Hoosenhausen. Hoosen.
All right. Well, hey, this has been Darren for the Dirty Dish. You can find me. I know. I'm like, shit the bed. Oh, but you know, one thing we have to really discuss really quick right now is because. On my podcast last night, it was brought up to me that I don't generally talk like this.
Oh. This wasn't brought up on your podcast.
It was brought up on my podcast.
It was?
Yeah. It was. You actually brought that up today, but it was actually brought up last night on my podcast.
Oh. Wait, I didn't listen to that podcast. Is it out yet or not?
No, it hasn't been posted yet.
Okay,
but,
good.
And I know that you don't talk that way either, Adam.
Which way?
The way that you're talking right now.
Like what?
Exactly. No, so we're going to go off the show without using our podcasting voices, and let's just sign off like we would just normally talk to each other, you know?
Okay.
You know, so you go first, and then I'll follow it up.
Bye, Darren, you fuckwad.
No, now come on, Adam. Just what? Speak like you're supposed to.
I honestly, I speak the way I speak in real life. Anyway, all right, so this is... All right. This is Adam... for the Dirty Dish.
This is Adam.
And you can find me on the KrebsCycle.blogspot.com, which is my blog, and you can find my podcast there, the KrebsCast, which is going to have a very, very exciting episode coming out soon, if it doesn't already before this airs. And go ahead and check it out over there.
That's great, Adam. Thank you so much for that wonderful, wonderful sign-off.
Oh, Jesus.
Anyway, okay. Well, this is how I generally talk. I don't generally enunciate all my words and everything like that, so this is how I generally talk. But I can turn it on just like this. Anyways.
Like
so
Wanda Wisdom.
Exactly. So, anyway, this is Darren signing off for all preparation and no H, www. Exactly. I'm putting those in for Matt Weinstein. www.darrenstuff.blogspot.com. You can find me there daily, and you can also find me at APNA Podcast on your dial.
This is Adam.
Oh, Adam, I don't know.
the line just one more time if you can. I'm pretty sure I'm falling to be answered by no man.